Meditation, for me in my own journey became something that was very different to how it began. How it began for me was a desperate need to get release from suffering. It became I started meditation really because I was just desperate to kind of get out of this depression that I was suffering at the time, and I'd struggled my way out of it once, and then it began to kind of years later began to really kind of close in on me again. And I came to meditation initially just looking for some relief from that, and that's really what it gave me initially, was just some way to kind of work with my own mood, work with my own energy levels, my own brain chemistry to stabilize that. So it kind of started as something that I really had to do because I hadn't found any other way to really effectively, at least permanently, move beyond it. This kind of very low, apathetic, place I started from. But it changed, of course, over the time, as anything does, when we practice it regularly. It's moved from something I felt I had to do, and it was quite dull and boring in and of itself, it seemed, when I first started meditation, to something that I began to really look forward to and enjoy. And that's not to say that even when I was looking forward to sitting down to meditate each day, there were still times when that whole meditation would be completely restless, irritable, countless thoughts, attention wandering. Countless times in that. It's not like I reached this place where suddenly I really began to enjoy meditation and it never bothered me again. It was never felt like a chore ever again, because that's just not how it was. So even when I began to really look forward to it and enjoy it, occasionally still there was this thing that happens, which is one of those meditations, which I'm sure you've experienced in yourself. But more and more it became so rather than something I had to do, it became more and more a love affair that I was falling in love with what is. I was falling more and more in love with reality. And that became this really sort of strong devotional thing then that I began to recognize that I could never really fully and finally at least grasp what reality is. I could experience it. I experience myself again and again, deeper each time in each meditation. And that there would never be a final seeing with that it would always be deepening. When I really began to kind of understand that, there was this pressure that went off of me trying to get to some final end point in meditation. Still, for me, even today, even this morning, just sitting before I went out to the gym, there was a sense of a deeper and clearer understanding and experience of what I actually am than I've ever had before. So that doesn't stop, it's going to continue. But there's a point where you've seen clear enough and deep enough, and your meditation is established enough that you can no longer suffer as part of that journey. So it may help to just kind of see if you can cultivate this attitude of this. I'm not meditating really. I'm kind of falling in love with what is. Meditation is the art of recognizing what is, or science, whatever word fits best. Noticing what actually is, which is the self, silence, consciousness, beingness, presence, whatever we want to call it. It is essentially what is real and permanent. Everything that comes and goes is an appearance in that reality and not actually so, including these words, this body, all of that. It's only here for, appears to be here for a short time. So falling in love with what's going to be here forever is obviously quite an important thing, because then when what is temporary about us goes, our mind, our body, all that will eventually go, our attention is still on that which is still here. And we won't have any sense of discontinuity or end of experiencing or anything like that. So, can you cultivate this love affair with what is, love affair with reality. It's really just devotion we're talking about here. And it begins to then become, no matter what actually occurs in our meditation, it begins to be experienced more like, this is just my time where I sit and be with what is. And less are we trying to get anywhere with our meditation or get to an end point or achieve something. More and more, I'm just watching how this infinite reality is showing up right now as my body, my mind, my thoughts, my experience right now. I'm just watching that, noticing the silence in which it's all just occurring, or the presence or the consciousness. So can you fall more deeply in love with what is? Can you fall more deeply in love with the recognition that that will never come to an end? There's always more, as if you had a Christmas present in your hands, and each wrapping paper it just revealed more underneath it, another layer underneath it. And each layer of the wrapping is kind of, it's got fear or guilt or something written on it. And as we deal with that, we unwrap this even deeper layer, this even more beautiful present. And then we enjoy that. And then we find there's more, even more to, and it's just infinite. Each time you unwrap a layer, something even better is waiting underneath, and that never stops. An infinite Christmas or birthday present that gets better every single time. And unlike the pass the parcel we used to do as a kid, where the presents get smaller and smaller, they actually get more and more expansive in our unfolding seeing of what we are. So again, pointing towards the fact that meditation is more of an attitude rather than if we do 20 minutes a day with the right attitude, powerful rewards. We could do 6 hours a day with the wrong attitude and get very little peace of anything and very little deepening, if anything. In fact, it might even seem that we're more disturbed after trying really hard. And I am talking from my own experience there. I used to do 6 or 7 hours a day meditation when I was really kind of new to it, thinking that if I did 6 hours instead of 1 hour, not all at one point, you know, had a break in between, of course, four young children at the time, but had this idea if I did 6 hours, I'd get six times the results. And it really didn't work that way. I got more results from 20 minutes to half an hour of just enjoying being with what is, than 6 hours of really efforting, you know, and all of that. So just a little nudge there in the way that we're coming to our meditation, expecting less and less out of it, needing less and less out of it, enjoying more and more. This is just how the silence is showing up for me today. This is what my body, mind are experiencing today. And I'll call that meditation, just being with that. I'll be the silence in which that is happening and isn't being judged or labeled or narrated in that way. So as always, I hope that's helpful in your practice. Keep going. You are doing amazing. No one ever feels really like they're getting somewhere in meditation until really some quite profound seeing has happened. Doesn't mean we actually aren't getting anywhere, recognizing clearer. More and more, just checking out really what is important. More and more, are you just relaxing into your meditation, whatever occurs? More and more, are you letting go of what a good and a bad meditation is inside your own mind? Throwing out those, you'll find peace immediately. What happens is what happens. What happens is what's supposed to happen. Couldn't be otherwise. Thank you. Namaste.